Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. Help DuPage Credit Union raise funds for Big Brothers Big Sisters on Wednesday, September 25th, when you eat at Buffalo Wild Wings on Deal Road in Warrenville. Simply download a free fundraising coupon at DuPageCU.com and present it to your server on the 25th, and Buffalo Wild Wings will donate 10% of your pre-tax food sales to Big Brothers Big Sisters. Visit DuPage Credit Union at DuPageCU.com to learn more. That's DuPageCU.com. Deposits are insured to $250,000 per account by American Share Insurance. By member's choice, this institution is not federally insured. Visit DuPageCU.com today. Dolly McCarthy Show is also brought to you by JW Rural Landscape Services. My buddy Jim over there can serve you by creating and building a landscape that fits your house style and your lifestyle. Jim and his team use their years of experience, knowledge of plants, and formal training to complete your desired outcome, whether it is a large project or my personal favorite, Jim's Fairy Gardens. You will notice the difference. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Belgio's Catering. They put the special in special events. Stiefel Nicholas, helping people manage their money and investments for over 100 years. Fast Signs Naperville. Sullivan's Steakhouse. My buddy Randy in Naperville. Go over there and say hi to Randy. Body Brown Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan. Massage. And the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Wow!
How do you like that scream? Right there at the end there of that song. It's like, sure wakes you up. Well, good morning, everybody. And welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, I like to call it. We are every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30 now. Although last week I went about 15 minutes over, so we went from 9:30 to about 10:45. But I was supposed to end it after the hour, so we'll see how it goes. We may be turning the show into 2 hours before long. I know I've got enough to say, and I've got a lot of people eager to get on, and so I appreciate everybody's eagerness to be a part of the show and supporting the show, so thank you very much. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to the good show. And as you know, every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And I also welcome your calls. We're going to have an author on today's show, and maybe you have some questions about the writing process. I'm excited to have a Naperville author on. We'll talk about her in just a few minutes. But if you want to call in, write down this number, get a piece of paper and a pen. The number to call in is 347-945-7215, 347-945-7215. Beth, my amazing producer over here. Beth, do we have any prizes to give away this week? Oh, fantastic. Okay, we do. We do have gifts, and I could probably get them signed, too. We'll figure that out. But Karen Wojcik-Berner is going to be the guest on the show today, and she'll be on in a few minutes. And she has three books. Well, one of them is digital, I think. I'm going to clarify that, but I think that's digital. You can get these books. I got her first book from A Whisper to a Scream. I got that. I know it sounds like a horror title, but it's not. It's a beautiful story. And she's going to talk about it. She might hit me over the head after saying that. But anyway, I got that on my Kindle, but then Karen was so sweet. She sent me one and signed it. So I love it. I treasure that. I love the fact that she's a local author, too. Well, at least she's in my second hometown. You know, everyone knows my hometown is Northwest Side of Chicago, but Naperville, I've been here 20 years now. So without saying my age, it's definitely my second hometown. Okay. Anyway, so you could call up and talk to Karen. We're going to take some calls, and we'll give away two of her books. How's that? So it's called 347-945-7215. Amy Brandt is joining us now. She is with Amy. Are you there?
Here. Okay. Oops, I'm here.
Hey, Amy. Awesome. She's here. Yay. Amy Brandt is the vice president of DuPage Credit Union. Proud sponsor, right, Amy, of the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm just glad that you guys are a sponsor on the show. We love I love associating with companies that always give back, and you guys are constantly giving back. And you got a big fundraiser coming up, as we mentioned at the top of the show, for Big Brothers Big Sisters organization. Let's talk about that and your DuPage Credit Union's role in all of this.
Okay. Well, at the beginning of the year, we decided to partner with two major charities that we were going to support through the entire year. So Big Brothers Big Sisters was one of them. And so throughout the year, we've been doing different types of fundraisers. And one of our team members actually brought this forward, that Buffalo Wild Wings does this type of fundraising and donates the funds, 10% of the pre-tax food and drinks, back to the charity. So we've been working with them to get a date on the calendar, and as you said, it's next Wednesday, the 25th of September, and it's at the Buffalo Wild Wings here in Warrenville. And we're excited to, you know, hopefully raise a lot of funds as we wind down this year-long initiative for Big Brothers. So we have coupons available on our website at dupagecu.com, and you can also go in with your mobile device and show your server the coupon there, and that will be just as good. So we're hoping for a great turnout.
Now, if they can't get their printer to print that coupon, can they still get their whatever their bill is to donate it to Big Brothers Big Sisters?
You know what?
Just curious. So sometimes that happens to me. I just move, and I don't have my printer working right now.
Well, you can bring your phone, your smartphone, or
yes.
The credit union team will be there at certain times throughout the day, and we will have extra coupons with us. So if anybody needs one, they can look for somebody in a credit union shirt, and we can hook them up.
Awesome. Sounds great. I will be there. I'm looking forward to stopping by. I love Big Brothers Big Sisters and what they do.
Awesome.
And I'm so glad you guys are a part of that and a part of the show. And go ahead and, you know, tell, for those listening and haven't heard you talk before, Amy's a regular on the show. Let's tell people that are listening what DuPage Credit Union is all about, and if they're interested in being a part of joining DuPage Credit Union, what they need to do. There's obviously the website I had mentioned earlier, dupagecu.com.
Mm-hmm.
But what sort of things what sort of services do you provide?
So the credit union has been in business since 1956, and we started, you know, right here in the DuPage County area, and over the years have branched out. Our office locations are in Naperville, Downers Grove, Wheaton, and Bloomingdale. So anybody that lives or works in DuPage County or any of the surrounding counties, or has a family member that is a member of the credit union, or works for one of the employee groups that we serve, which is quite a few, 500 plus, can join the credit union. And basically, you know, we pride ourselves in being member-owned. Service is excellent, and we offer all the same products and services that, you know, other financial institutions offer, so we can meet pretty much everybody's needs. And all you have to do is either stop into one of our branch locations, give us a call, or visit dupagecu.com.
Fantastic. It's that easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy to give back to, being a part of DuPage Credit Union. Hey, guys, everybody, check out next Wednesday. Come on out to Naperville, or actually it's Warrenville, I should say, right on the border of Naperville, mm-hmm. Warrenville, Buffalo Wild Wings. Amy, you going to be there? I'm assuming you're there, right?
I will be there,
okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm
lunch and
spot.
Dinner.
Lunch and dinner, okay. Come on out and ask for Amy. Look for Amy. Look for me. We'd love to meet you all, and thanks so much, Amy, for being on the show and for all that you guys are doing over there at Page Credit Union, giving back to the community. This is just one of the many things that you guys do in the community, and glad to be associated with you. So good luck with next Wednesday. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Dolly. Me too. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Have a
all
good
right.
week. Bye-bye. Or weekend,
you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All righty. We're moving on now. We got a lot to cover on this show. You know, one of the things, I took Amy right away, but I have to say, it's when I talked about the printer, I moved this week. Actually, I moved Saturday. I've been moving nonstop. I moved out of my house and into another place, and I don't have, I just got internet access about an hour before this show hit the air. So you almost did not hear me. Or I would have had to run over to Beth's house and we would have had to figure, or we would have had to kick her husband off the computer. He works from home. I don't think Kurt would have appreciated that. Hi, Kurt. I know you're listening. So, boy, oh, boy. You know what? I want to do a shout-out to all my friends that helped me move. It sure took a village, let me tell you. You guys are all wonderful. You know who you are. Thanks for helping me move and put together the kids' beds and put everything in place. You didn't just throw the furniture in the house. I mean, you know, I'm just so blessed. I mean, if you look back at your life and you look at the moments that count, those are the moments that count, not just about where you live. It's about who's around you, and I'm so blessed to have so many wonderful people around me, including my producer, Beth, who has never left my side. In the last 3 weeks, she's helped me pack, move, unpack, take my kids to the doctor, and also juggling this show. She is just an incredible woman. I'm so blessed with her, and she is not for hire. Don't even think about it, people. She is mine for keeps. we had a commitment ceremony. I'm just kidding. I know Kurt's listening, so I'm going to say it to him just to tease him. But the moving was awesome, and you know, here was a wonderful surprise. Our friends at Bocconi's Pizza, Vilma and Bill, on Saturday afternoon. They dropped off a ton of pizzas, and the crew all ate the pizzas, and everyone raved about how good. That's my favorite pizza, Bocconi's Pizza. Get the Dolly Special. It's a meatball pizza. If you've never had a meatball pizza, go in there and try it. It's so delicious. Bocconi's, it's right by Naperville North in Naperville. They have two locations. The one I frequent is the one on the north end of town, but there's one on the south side, too. So I want to thank Vilma and Bill for feeding the troops that have helped me. They gave up their whole Saturday to be here with me and help me through this crazy move. And to all my girlfriends that every day, Lisa Ganji, Beth Rivard, my producer, Catherine Squire, Cheryl Neiman. I probably shouldn't name names because there's a lot of people. Marlo, one of my best friends from high school. Marlo Sacramato. I mean, just, I probably shouldn't name names because I'm going to forget someone and then I make them feel bad, but I already did it, so I'm messed. I'm screwed. Someone's going to be mad at me. But no, these are the kind of friends I have, they wouldn't care. They don't do it for anything, but our friendship, and they know I would do the same for them. So, boy, I was blessed this week to see the generosity and the time and just the love from these friends. Then my brother Tommy came out too. Tommy, you rock. Thank you. Okay, so last night I had so much to do still. I took a break and I went to the Naperville Independent Film Festival. You know, I talked about them last week on the show, and Glesna was on the show, as well as Chris Arrera. He was the young man who he was the star of the documentary called Composed. And I was all set to go last Friday night to see Composed and meet Chris Arrera. But unfortunately, things move held me back. So I wasn't able to go. But Beth went, my producer, and she said it was, what did you say about the documentary?
Absolutely inspiring.
Yeah. Can you hear that? Inspiring. Amazing. Talent. Okay, she just gets rambling here. Okay. I'm kidding. He is an amazing individual. I cannot wait to meet you, Chris. I know you're listening on the show. He's my newest listener, new fan. I can't wait to meet him. But Chris has dwarfism. That's what it is. He has hands. The knuckles don't bend. So he plays the piano. Isn't he amazing on that piano? Well, I shouldn't say that because I haven't heard him. But from what I've heard, he is an amazing talent. And, you know, what a gift. So anyway, missed that, but I was able to sneak in. I left the house full of boxes and craziness, but, you know, mom needs a mental break. How perfect. I went over to the Ogden Six Theater in Naperville, paid $5 to get in, and I saw three short films, and all three of them were incredible. I just want to mention, I'm going to have Glesna on the show. Glesna is the co-founder of the Naperville Independent Film Festival, and I'm going to have one of the directors. He directed and produced and put together this short film, A Place to Call His Own. It was the story of the late Matthew McMahon and the impact he left on his friends and family. He was a young man. I don't know exactly his age. I would say he was about 25. I don't know if, you know, maybe people in Naperville will remember this story. I remember it about 2 years ago. Maybe it was a year and a half ago. He was found, his car had hit a cement light pole. He died on impact. He was found by himself, and it was a little bit of a mystery, and then they found out that he was speed racing, and the other man that was speed racing alongside him skipped the country, actually. But Matthew, you know, how many times do you read in the paper someone passing, a shooting, a murder, a car accident? But, you know, you don't often get to hear who that person was and the impact that person had on so many people's lives. And this was an incredible film. And we're going to talk to the director a little later on, with Glesna, the co-founder of the Naperville Independent Film Festival. What was so neat about this documentary, though, was that this young man was from Naperville. And so, and I had read about this story, and his friend just so happened to be a filmmaker. And I met him last night, and very inspirational. And how fortunate it is that we have a Naperville Independent Film Festival right here in our own backyard. And people from all over the world have been coming here to see these films. And last night, it was a packed house. I was so happy to see. This is the sixth year for the film festival. And I was there. I've been there for every year. And this was, it was just so neat to sit in that theater, a packed theater, and look around and say, wow, look how far these guys have come. Glesna, Edmund, Koyson, hats off to you guys. You know, I always say that, hats off. But really, truly, you've done a remarkable thing for our community in bringing all this young talent, this raw talent, and so much talent. These three films last night I saw. The other one was called More Than an Inconvenience. It was about food allergies and flying. Wow. And that was made in Naperville as well. And then the other third one, I just have to say it was called Our World War II Fathers. That was the premiere last night of the Ogden Six. And it was about, obviously, World War II. And the man they featured, Holly Easter, was actually there. So I got to meet him. And the other guy was an African-American. He wasn't there. The story was also about Frederick Drew. He was an African-American and talked about the some of the, you know, about winning the war, racism, and just reflections on the war. And but overall, they were proud to serve their country. And I thought it was an excellent historical perspective on the impact of the war on America and race relations today. So that was so cool. The Naperville Independent Film Festival, thank you for my break from all the packing and the moving. And I went there in disguise, but then Glesna recognized me because I wasn't really looking too good last night. After packing and working all day, I wasn't going to put on makeup. So I went and with my glasses, my hair up, and she still recognized me. God love her. She loves me, and I love her. But it was just too funny. I was trying to not be noticed, but I'm glad. In fact, I thought we had a great conversation, so I was glad that I did see her. But more importantly, it was nice to, I keep saying this, it was so nice to see these films, really. If you haven't been to any of the Naperville Independent Film Festival, it's with a V, not a B. I think I just said festival. Give me another swig of that coffee, would you? Get over there and check it out. There are many films to be seen. Closing night ceremony is Saturday night, and I am so honored. I'm going to be giving an award out to the one and only WGN's Tribune Broadcasting, Dean Richards. He's going to be getting the Lifetime Achievement Award. I'll be doing that Saturday night, And then I'll be doing interviews on the red carpet. And that's at 5:30, and it's at the Center Stage Theater. There are tickets still available. They're going to have cocktails and appetizers, and everyone's wearing gowns, long dresses, if you don't know what a gown is. and I'll be presenting the award to Dean Richards. So come on over and mingle. Party, eat, mingle, mix, and have fun. So, and really cool part about this Saturday night is there's going to be a special performance by Chris Herrera. As I said before, he was last week's guest on the show, and he's the star of this documentary Composed. And you can see this documentary. We're going to talk to Glesna a little bit later. Okay, I've talked too much about this. We're going to talk to Glesna and the director of A Place to Call His Own. His name just escapes me at the moment. I think it's Mike. Before I say anything, let me just check on that. And we'll talk to them a little later on the show. But for now, we are thrilled to finally have on my friend Karen Wojcik-Werner. Karen, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Karen. I'm so glad you're finally on the show. We had to bump her 1 week. I don't remember why, but we had to, oh, I know why. What was that? The last fling. That's right. The last minute the call from the Goo Goo Dolls. Yeah, the Goo Goo Dolls came calling. And I told them, hey, you got to wait. You're going to have to wait till October. Get in line. But then they said, well, they're performing this weekend at Last Fling. Or that was, you know, the weekend of Last Fling. So I kind of had to take them. And Karen was so kind to, yes, bow and let Robbie from the Goo Goo Dolls go on and take her place. So we thank you, Karen,
of course,
for that.
Yeah. Well, he's a little more famous than me, so I'll just deal, you know.
You're like the almost famous. You're right in there. You're in the almost famous stage. But you're famous in Naperville.
Yeah.
My goodness. Karen, I'm so glad to have you on the show. So welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Why, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. It's great. I met Karen. Do you remember when we met? I was invited to be a part of a book club. Well, I love book clubs, but I can't commit to them. But I did. When I found out that this was a Naperville author and I was going to read Whisper to a Screen, it's not a scary story. Maybe some of you might think it is a little scary. But when I found out that you were a Naperville author, that intrigued me. I said, wow, there's a writer among us, you know, and I love that because, of course, there's a lot of writers among us. But, you know, you had a novel and you live in Naperville. I don't know. I was just so excited about that. So I'm like, yeah, sign me up. I'm going to that book club. I'm going to that
one.
Yeah,
that was a great night.
Yeah, it was so fun. We met at Quigley's.
Yeah,
we all had
which is one of my
Guinness
favorite places.
Yes. A shout out to my friend Nancy Quigley, who's the owner of Quigley's. I love that place. And we had a great time discussing your book. We really had quite a discussion there. And I was just sitting there in awe. I don't know if I said much. I was just looking at Karen. I was staring at her going, wow, she's a writer. I've always wanted to write my own book. So I was in awe of you. And, you know, you're just like every woman. Anybody can do it, but not really. You really have to have a skill and you have to work at it. You've been working at it a long time. So how
That's
long,
true.
Let's start from the very beginning. I'm going to go back to when you were born.
Oh, God.
We're going to go way back, Karen, like about 23
years. This is
years, right?
People. Get ready. I'm going to be on here forever now.
I'm kidding. I'm giving you a lot of time, Karen, because you were so kind to me. But no, seriously.
Oh, that's sweet.
This is really cool. You have kids. How do you find the time to write these novels? You're coming out with, you have three. Three of them,
yeah,
right?
I have A Whisper to a Scream is the first. That's the first of my bibliophile series. The series is about a fictional book club that's set in Naperville. So many of the things that we see every day are included in the books. Like downtown, they do go to Quigley's in A Whisper, actually. And my second book, Until My Soul Gets It Right, they go to All Hallows Eve at Naper Settlement as a book club field trip. So that's fun. You know, I like to use the Naperville area for that because to me it's a really good microcosm of a prototypical suburbia. And I like that idea. I like that exploring, you know, suburbia and just what it's like and kind of show a picture of what it's like to live there.
Right, yeah. I love how you incorporate that in your books. And then the reader, if you're from this area, it's kind of a neat thing to read, your perspective on those places or events. I thought it was
it was such a scream when I read about Quigley's in your first book. I thought, wow, this is neat. I know this place.
Yeah.
And I'm picturing it and all that. So I loved your first book. I really did. And then book two I haven't read yet. Been a little busy with the move. But thank you for my copy, my autographed copy. But
no problem.
You know, that's about that. I know enough that this is about a farm girl who she bounces around from coast to coast in search of her true self. But what basically she learns along the way is that it's not about moving and running away from your problem. Maybe you should tell me because I hadn't read the book. So that would be
You're right on target with it.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's another member of the book club. The fun thing about the Bibliophiles is each book is one of the book club members' stories, or two of them, depending.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the first one is Sarah and Annie, a mom, overwhelmed stay-at-home mom, and she is paired up with Annie, who's a PR executive that has fertility issues, which you know. The second one takes the actress from the Shakespeare in the Park, from Whisper, and that's her story, Catherine. And she grows up on a farm in Wisconsin.
Wasn't she the glamour girl in the book, in the group?
Yeah, she's kind of a diva. She likes everybody to know she's an actress. She makes a big point of it, has to make an entrance, is always late, like that person. You know, you have to see them coming in all the time, like that person.
I love that idea that you did that with the book club, and that is so unique and different and really neat. How many girls are in the book club? So how many more books can we expect from you, Karen?
there's going to be six books total, and working on the third one right now. And there's actually two men in there, too, so that'll be fun to write from a male perspective. That'll be a little different for me, but it'll be fun, too.
Are you going to be relying on your husband for that, your male friends for some of that?
A little. Actually, I live in a testosterone house because I have two sons and then my husband, so I'm pretty good with the male thing. I like football, I do all that stuff. So, but I will run things past them to make sure everything feels true. Because although it's fiction, I still like to have a ring of truth to it all.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And we think we know men, but do we really know them? You're going to have them read like every other page. I wouldn't say that. A guy wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
You know. We think we know them, but there's a lot we don't.
Yeah.
And there's a lot they don't
know
about us.
That's very true.
Yes, so
that is very true as well.
While you're working on your other books, you do write short stories, too, and you have the Bibliophile Christmas.
I do, That picks up after A Whisper to a Scream with Sarah and Annie's Christmas, like the following year at the end of Whisper. And it just kind of follows up with them and sees how Annie's progressing and how Sarah's dealing with Christmas. And Tom, her husband, is stuck in a snowstorm in Boston, and they're not sure if he's going to get back home or not. So,
I think the men are always getting stuck in snowstorms in different movies. And
it's true, though, right?
Women are in hospitals giving birth, and there's always that guy stuck in a snowstorm somewhere. It's so funny.
Well, I work from home, so I'm not going to get stuck anywhere. I'm always here. it's not the same for, stay-at-home moms or people who work from home. there's not going to be a snowstorm going from, the first floor to the second floor. You're not going to get stuck on the stairs. What are you going to do? So it seems like, guys usually are the ones that get stuck in that stuff a little more.
Yeah.
More than
Right. Now, Karen, this is how I was when I first met you. I was like, Karen, when did you start writing and how did you do it? You have kids at home and how do you find the time? How do you do it? Have you always been a writer and it's just been a discipline that you've been able to keep going when you have kids? Because kids throw you way off. For about eight years, which I don't regret that time at all, but, I did nothing.
Sure.
No creativity, nothing. I played, and speaking of, that move I mentioned too, some of these little toys that I was going to put out in the garage sale, I kept them. I have like Woody and Buzz, and Beth can see this.
Aww.
I have the, this is called Abdul. He's a little black boy from the play school set. I have him, and he's Abdul because that was the, this might sound funny, but one of my best friends from college, his name was Abdul, and when Jimmy got this set, this was the only black doll that came with it, and I said, We should name him Abdul Jimmy. And Jimmy's like, yeah, sure. So I couldn't throw it away. It's all here. But my point, what was my point? I was saying that, you know, kids,
so
you're busy playing. You don't have time to be creative. You want to be creative with your kids.
Yeah.
So was there a time when you just took a break and then when you picked it back up, was it just like riding a bike? You just write back on?
Actually, Well, preface this with, I've been writing for a long time. Ever since I was 19 years old, I started stringing for the local newspaper. And so that was while I was in college. And so then I was an editor, I was a magazine editor and freelanced. And then, so I did that for lots of years and had my first child and was still working from home and editing a magazine. And then when I became pregnant with the second one, I thought, oh my gosh, I do not know how I'm going to do this. This is just going to be too much being on deadline constantly. And although my first son was really good at opening mail for me, and he was like my little assistant, I taught him how to fax. Mm-hmm. You know, I taught him how to do stuff. So he was my office assistant. You know, so he's like a little, you know, 3-year-old helping me with
Aww.
Stuff, which was awesome. But then when I got pregnant with the second one, I just thought, nah. So fortunately, I was able to take a couple years off. Well, actually, I was supposed to take a couple years off. My second one was born. I took maybe about a year off. And then all of a sudden, I got the idea for Whisper. And so I decided to revisit fiction because that's kind of what I always wanted to do anyhow. All writers really want to write the book. You know, I mean, it's the magazines and the newspapers and all that was a lot of fun. But I really wanted to see if I had a book in me, if I could do it. So I ended up writing just anytime he was at like a mini gym class or, you know, anytime preschool or whatever. I mastered the art of writing on demand. You know, like, okay, I've got 15 minutes, go, you know. So that's
really?
What I did. And so, yeah, so that's why it took me 5 years to write Whisper because of that. Because I was, the kids were small and, you know, until it took about a year and a half. So the kids are getting older now, so it's a lot easier to have time.
So my fantasies of cleaning up my office area and creating this beautiful space where I can sit there with my coffee on hand, a beautiful view out my window, typing my first novel is really not a reality if you're a busy mom like you and me. Really, the way to do it is do it when you have your free time. So basically, I probably should get started on this because that time where I'm going to sit there at a desk staring out a window and all these beautiful thoughts and words are going to come to me, it's not going to happen. It's going to happen between classes and in the car. And you
It is, you're actually right.
That makes sense.
Right. My idea for Whisper came in the shower, actually, because
really?
That was the only, like, 5 minutes I had to myself when the kids were small that I could actually, you know, decompress for a second and think. So, yeah, that's how it happens.
A lot of great stories and ideas and businesses get formulated in a shower, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want to read anything from any excerpt from your books to my listeners right now? Or do you want me to read something? Well, what's your favorite? Well, where would you like me to read? And have you seen, here's another thing. I listen to a lot of books on tape. Are your books on tape yet?
Not yet, no. I am in the process of trying to figure out if that would be a good thing or a good move for me to take.
Okay.
So I'm evaluating it right now, yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to read? I don't have to. I just thought if you wanted to.
If you would like to, go ahead. You're more a professional communicator than I am, so you can do it.
I don't think so. I don't know about that one. Where would you like me to read? What chapter? Or should I just open up randomly? I just think your words, the way you, I just love it. I love your writing.
Oh,
really
thank you.
Amazing. So I can't wait
you know
to
what?
Hear and read more of your book.
Yeah, read whatever you want.
Okay, I'm just opening randomly. Okay, this is chapter 15. Almost, here we go. Chapter 15. This is from A Whisper to a Scream. Karen Wojcik-Berner. The Bibliophiles, Book 1, if you ever wanted something so much it hurt. This is on the title of the book. This is Chapter 15. I'm just randomly reading something just to spark your interest and get you guys interested in her book. And I will take a phone call or two and give away two of her books. Okay. And, Karen, can we get your autograph on this one? I don't think it's on here.
Oh, sure.
I'll get the autograph on
and
we'll send you.
We can work on that to get it autographed, sure.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll work on that. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Without further ado, chapter 15, I'm just going to read a paragraph. Almost 1 year had passed since the Jacobs put their names on the in vitro fertilization waiting list. Another spring decorated Naperville, with daffodils and tulips, their beauty wasted on Annie, who instead wondered how she would ever survive the onslaught of new life. She braced herself for the pain that came with each season. On Halloween, she had placed a bowl of candy by their front door with a sign that read, "Sorry, we are not home. Take as much as you'd like," to avoid seeing preschoolers dressed as superheroes and princesses. At Thanksgiving, members of the Jacobs family had looked at her like she was a three-legged kitten. Oh, I just enjoyed reading your book. You are a very talented writer, and I'm not an expert on that kind of stuff. But
no, thank you.
I'm every woman, and if I enjoyed it, I know a lot of other people will enjoy it. And I will tell you all, at this book club, there was about 10 women there, and everybody really did sincerely enjoy your book, Karen. You know that. We really enjoyed it, and we are so proud and happy for you that you've continued this passion, and you're sharing your words and your stories with all of us.
Thank you. That's really, really nice of you to say.
Well, I mean it. And I really can't tell you how this was, Until My Soul Gets It Right, that was going to be my summer read. Every summer I read at least 2 books a month, okay? I did not read 1 book this summer. 1 book, people, because everybody knows Sally was working 6-7 days a week. And half of that time was spent in Rockford or sitting in a car. That's why I love books on tape. However, you listen to my show, you know, this was the summer of country music. All I did was listen to country music. So instead of reading, I was memorizing the words, lyrics to country songs. You know, I don't know. I'm getting so corny. I'm a corny gal, but I cannot wait to read. Now that the move is over, things slow down. I can't wait to dive into this Until My Soul Gets It Right. And,
awesome. You know,
Karen, too, for people that are listening, because there's a lot of people listening that would love to read your books, but then there's also people that listen and are like intrigued because you're a writer, you're a professional writer, and you're in Naperville. Are you also making an appearance at any local groups, any book clubs that people can be invited to come to and meet you?
Next week I'm going to be at the Glen Ellen Book Fest on, it's next Saturday, so the 28th. And they have day at the Glen Ellen Library. They're having a whole day devoted specifically to books and to literature. And there's going to be all kinds of authors. There's going to be author talks, panel discussions. I'm going to be there. My books are going to be there. If you want to stop by, I would love to see you. That would be great.
All right. Fantastic. I'm so glad you mentioned that. And Karen does have a website. It's very easy,
KarenBerner.com? Yeah,
but
it's B-E-R-N-E-R. Yeah, so it's www.karenberner.com.
How simple is that? Perfect. Check her out. And you also, not only are you just an accomplished writer, but you've gotten awards. You're a 2-time Folio Magazine Aussie Award for Excellence in Magazine Editorial and Design winner. Your work has appeared, as you mentioned, in lots of magazines and newspapers. And the really cool thing about you, too, is not only you're amazing, right, but you're in Naperville. We have access to this woman. So
you do.
Invite her to your book club, right, Karen? Do you want to be invited to book club?
I would love it. I just did a book club last week. I do Skype call-ins. Like, one of them was in Texas. I did the St. Peter and Paul book club last month. And it's really fun. Yeah, if you go to my website, I have a site for book clubs. And they can email me at karen@karenberner.com. And I would love to come and chat with the book clubs. It's great fun. All those evenings are so fantastic. I just love them.
And if you really want Karen to come, all you got to do is make sure you have it at Quigley's.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an extra benefit. Pour me a black and tan, and I'm there.
All right, black and tan. I love my kind of gal. Well, I really wish you all the best, Karen, and keep up the writing, and come back on the show.
I will do that. Thank you.
The fourth book. What's the title going to be? Do you know the title yet?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm writing it, but I don't know what the
title
is yet.
I don't get any scoops. Well,
I have no nugget for you. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Well, we can't wait for that. And I can't wait to read Until My Soul Gets Right. I'm going to be calling you, too, after I finish that. Maybe we'll have you back on the show. And when you get the next book, come back on the show, call Beth, and we'll schedule it.
Okay.
Right, Beth?
That sounds great. Hey, we could have a book club on the show. We could have a book club meeting.
What? Oh, my gosh.
That could be really fun and have Colin.
Brilliant idea.
I just thought of that. That's my nugget I can leave you with then. Yeah, that's right. I'm not
She's
even in the shower.
Cook.
Go figure.
I know. I'm laughing about that because it happens to me all the time. And you think, well, then you have to write your notes on the steamy wall. Okay, what is it? I got to remember this. And I write it on the steamy shower door and then I get out and I totally forget, and I think, what did I write on that window? Oh, God, I'm such a dork.
Yeah, I know, I have to focus really hard to remember. Yeah.
You've got to use bar of soap for that next time and write, call mom. There's a thought.
Yeah.
Call your mother. Has anybody called their mother yet? This is a friendly reminder from the Dolly McCarthy Show to call your mother. I'm just kidding. Too funny. Karen, it's always good to talk to you, and I hope I see you around town. How about
that
one other
sweet.
Nugget? Your next book, are you going to write about any landmark in Naperville? Do you know anything about something that you're going to plan on?
Probably.
I'm trying to get another nugget.
I know. Let's see. So book three will be about Thaddeus, the computer programmer, who really has a love for the arts, and Spring, the leftover hippie flower child.
Okay.
Who she dabbles in poetry. So, because, you know, why would they not go together?
Yeah. Why? I don't know.
Yeah,
well, you're the author.
You know. Yeah. So, yeah, that's all I got right now.
The delightful series. Get hooked on it. Karen Wojcik-Berner. Check out her website, www.karenberner.com. And, again, Karen, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Dolly.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.
She is such a delight. I really like that lady. All right, we are moving on here to my next guest. And this is quite a story. You know, people in Naperville, a lot of people are well aware of this cause and these little girls' dream and just the effort they have gone through for friendship to help a friend in need. And am I making sense here? What I'm trying to say is this was a story. This is my next guest, and I'm trying to get her on the line. This is probably why I'm struggling to put my thoughts together here to talk to you. I'm trying to find Chris Scandin. Chris, are you there?
Scandin. Yes, I'm here.
Chris Scandin. Sorry. I'm a little flustered this morning because I almost didn't have a show. So I'm a little, you know, everything is upside down. I'm getting names right for the most part this week. Scandin. Chris Scandin is now joining us, and I was mumbling, Karen, or Chris, for a moment there about what we were going to be talking about and not making any sense. But I want to start at the beginning, and I want to make sure I get this right. There were two girls, and this is how it started, right? And correct me if I'm wrong. They went to school together. And the one little girl, how old were they at the time?
Seven.
They were
six when they met and seven when Kira decided she wanted to help.
All right. Instead of me telling the story, why don't you tell it from that point in the beginning?
Okay, I will warn you, this story is rather touching to me, so I tend to get a little choked up, so I'll apologize in advance.
And I'll help you through it, because when I heard the story, I have little children, and I just think, oh, my God, kids just have incredible hearts, and they have big dreams at that young age, and they think they can conquer the world at that age, too. Why not? Why can't we do this? So let's start with this story.
Well, when Angie first started at Kira's elementary school, her mom had sent out a letter to all the families so that they would understand why Angie was in a wheelchair. That was at Maywatts Elementary.
Okay.
Yes.
So people in Naperville listen to the show, and sometimes, like the author I just had on before, she points out different Naperville landmarks and things in the book, and people love that. So this was Maywatts, and the Maywatts family, my kids used to go to Maywatts, so I love the Maywatts family, and they are so generous and open-hearted and just yes to everything, anything to help
They've
people.
Been amazing, and they're really the reason the story has ended up the way it has.
Aww.
Yet Angie's family had decided to let everyone at school know why Angie was in a wheelchair, so they had sent out a letter, and it explained that Angie has spinal muscular atrophy, and Kira and Angie became very close friends in second grade. And by third grade, Kira didn't understand why Angie was still sick. I mean, Kira's been sick before, and then she got well. So in third grade, she was confused as to why Angie was still in a wheelchair. So I realized, okay, I haven't done a very good job of explaining this. So I explained to her what spinal muscular atrophy is, and she wanted to know why there wasn't a cure. And we talked about scientists and researchers and funding, and I certainly didn't expect that it would go anywhere. And she came up with the idea that she wanted to raise money to help pay for the research. So she asked if she could have a penny drive, and I spoke to Angie's mom to make sure that wouldn't make Angie uncomfortable. And the family liked the idea, so we went with it. And my kids had a garage sale coming up. They were trying to earn money to buy some new Webkinz. So Kira asked if she could put the penny jar at the garage sale, and her older sister said, well, why don't we just give all the money from the garage sale? And when the neighborhood found out, everybody brought their stuff, and we went from a goal of raising $200 to raising $9,400 in 10 days.
And this was the first year?
That was the first year.
Wow.
And I had no idea that it would go beyond that. I heard Kira giving an interview at the garage sale to Stephanie of Positively Naperville, and I heard her say, I'll raise money until a cure is found. And I thought, okay, well, I'm at the first annual Kira's idea, Angie's Hope fundraiser.
That was
and
the
now
first
we're in our
annual.
Seventh year.
And now, 7 years later, are these two still the best of friends?
They are. They're great friends. They go to Matilla Valley High School now.
Whoa!
A lot has happened in 7 years.
Gosh, has it been 7 years? Oh, my goodness. I remember when this was the first year. I remember that. And
they were so little.
NCTV, and we covered it at NCTV, that local our local community television station here in Naperville.
Yes.
And I still can picture these two little girls. It's been a while, though. I have not seen them in a while, so I would love to see them. Again, I'm going to try to swing by the they're going to have a fundraiser coming up.
This Saturday.
It is a family pasta party. Tell us more about that.
Yes, it is. Well, the garage sale got a little overwhelming. We started closing the street and taking up several houses worth of lawns. So after 4 years of that, the kids decided we should move on and try having a family pasta party. So we've had to learn how to do that. And the first year we did fight SMA with a boxing theme. And then last year we decided to wipe out SMA with a surf theme. And this year we're going to strike out SMA with a baseball theme. So we're having a strikeout SMA family pasta party on Saturday at the Foundry. Up there by the mall on Route 59.
Okay, the Foundry is, for people that are not familiar, that is in Aurora, Illinois.
It is in Aurora.
Yeah, 85 yeah. Executive Drive in Aurora. I have my cheat sheet in front of me, so I can give that
right behind Fox
information
Valley
out to people. Right by the mall, the Foundry.
Yes.
It's really a cool place, and there's tons of big screens. I mean, it's a whole entire gymnasium-sized wall of big screens in every sport imaginable. So bring dad, bring your uncles, brothers. And
we've made sure we set up a spot for the dads. There's a great area where they'll be able to keep an eye on our fundraiser, but also have an eye on the wall of TVs with all the sports going. So there really is something for everyone. We've got a silent auction, a photo booth for the kids. There's a kids area with crafts. We've got a DJ. We'll be doing some dancing.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, you know, this is going to be a great event and a lot of fun, but this is a really serious illness. There
yes.
is no cure. There still is no cure for SMA or spinal muscular atrophy. And what is it that, you know, for Angie, this 7 years ago, have things changed for her? Have they gotten worse for her? How is she managing this now?
Well, she's actually very healthy for a child who has SMA. She has her power wheelchair, and she's maintained her health very well. And one of the reasons that she believes that is because she's healthy and strong enough that she can help get the word out. So that's why she believes that she has stayed as healthy as she is. What's surprising to me, having not known what SMA was before I met this family, is that it is the number one genetic killer of children under the age of two. It strikes one in 6,000
under age
babies.
Of two. Wow.
Yes.
And what is SMA, actually? What exactly is it? I mean, obviously, it's a muscular disease, but what
right, it's spinal muscular atrophy, and it's a debilitating genetic neuromuscular disease. So, and 7.5 million Americans carry the gene for SMA. So it's much more common than you would expect, and yet so many people haven't heard of it. So one of Kira and Angie's goals really is to get the word out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, one of the really exciting things, though, is how much the research has advanced. The National Institute of Health says that we're within 5 years of a cure. So for these kids, that could happen before they graduate from Mattia, and they will all know that they had a hand in this. And that's really important to us.
Oh, that is amazing. Wow, so some significant progress. That's something you really don't hear of. I do a lot of MC work for these type of diseases that are very rare but common enough where enough people are affected by it, and there's all kinds of fundraising. And years and years and years will go by, and there's really not much progress. That is amazing to hear that. But there is significant progress with this.
There is, and we're so excited for the year that we'll be throwing a party to celebrate the cure instead of trying to raise money to find one.
Wow. Now, will there be anyone there from SMA to talk about this disease, awareness?
Yes. This year we have Jennifer, who is a very big supporter of ours from Families of SMA. She'll be coming out and explaining a little bit more to our supporters about what Families of SMA does for SMA families and what's happening with the research. So we're really excited to have her with us this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic. All right, so the event is next Saturday, or this Saturday.
This Saturday, 2 days.
This Saturday,
something
right.
You can do this weekend.
Yes, there's so much to do. We tell you, we give you a lot of places and things to do, don't we, on this show? So
yes.
For this Saturday night to pop into the Foundry, and that's from 4 till 7.
Yes.
Have dinner there, great pasta dinner, and how much are tickets?
$25. They're available at angieshope.org. And
okay.
On angieshope.org, you can also see the pictures of the kids, see how they've grown from 7 years ago. We've got pictures from every year. And I can tell you one of the exciting milestones for our group is that this last week with the ticket sales from this year, it brings our total for the last 7 years to more than $100,000 that these cute little girls have been able to raise just by pulling together with the community.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I'm so proud of those girls. Now what year are they in high school?
Freshmen.
They're freshmen in high school. I just got goosebumps. Oh, I'm so proud of them. And I'm so proud of all those moms that helped these girls. And you guys really,
that's really the story. This whole community. You know, Kira and Angie get a lot of fanfare for what they've done. But without their friends and their friends' moms and the local businesses and all the support we've received, I mean, that's what gets me choked up is the way everyone has pulled together. It's amazing.
Yeah. And what a sweet child, Kira, to come up with this idea originally just to collect pennies for her best friend.
And who would have guessed?
All these years later, almost over $100,000, and they've grown up together, working together every year to try to find a cure for their little friend, Angie, here. And I'm really looking forward to seeing all these girls. I'm very proud of them, and I know that behind all those girls is a great mom that has put in the hours and the effort. So. Thank you, Chris, for all that you've done for Angie's Hope.
Thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
Really. Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. So come on the show anytime, and let's talk about this. And within 5 years, hopefully we'll be talking about this cure and how research has just a major breakthrough. And hopefully we'll be talking about that in 5 years for sure. So come on out, everybody. Come on out. Come see me. I'm going to be there. Come meet Angie and Kira and all the girls, those freshmen at, is it Mattia they're at?
Yes.
New High
yes.
School? Mattia. And give them all a hug and tell them keep going, and we're proud of them. It's this Saturday at the Foundry in Aurora, and it's from 4 to 7. It's only $25 for dinner, and you're giving it to a great cause.
And lots of fun stuff to do. Dancing, the photo booth, a great area to entertain the kids. It'll be a great
dancing.
Time.
Dancing! Everybody loves to dance. But yeah, bring a friend and come on out and help Angie in this and her fight for SMA. Okay, thanks so much, Chris, for being on the show. And I'm looking forward to just stopping by. I'm sorry I have to go run to another event that same night, so I'll miss it. I have to go to the Naperville Independent Film Festival. It's this Saturday
night.
That's right. You guys were so kind to ask me to MC, and I was so loved to have done that, but I already committed to present the award to WGN's Dean Richards on Saturday night. But I can get over there right at 4, and I'm going to step in and say hi. I can't wait to see those girls. Again, I'm so proud of them, and thank you all for what you've done to raise money and awareness for this disease. So keep it up. Keep up the great work. And again, that website, real quick, give it out to the
AngiesHope.org. AngiesHope.org.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
All right, Dolly, thank you so much.
All right, see you Saturday.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Good luck to you. All right, we are moving on. We've got another great effort coming up in, and these are all, can you believe they're all in Naperville? So I'm going to pull people to come to this town in Naperville, and I'm trying to find my next guest. Regina, are you there?
I am.
Oh, okay, let me give you a proper introduction. Regina is the executive director of Project Help, and they're hosting an event next week. A wonderful event. I can't wait. It's time to saddle up at the Saddle Up Saloon. It's in Aurora. It's not far from the Foundry. But this one is not Saturday night. This event is going to be on Tuesday, September 24th, 2013. And Regina is here to talk more about it. She's the executive director of Project Help. Regina, thanks for being on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thank you for having me. And I hear that you were listening to country music all summer. So you should be all prepared.
When you asked me, it was a no-brainer. When they asked me to MC this event, I said, well, of course I will. Of course. Not because I love country music, but of course Project Help has been around. And you guys have an amazing job of supporting. Let's talk about that. Tell us from your mouth instead of my own. About Project Help. This is the benefit for Project Help next Tuesday, and we'll get into the details of that. But let's talk about Project Help first, about what it exactly does in the community. You serve just DuPage County?
Well, right now our focus is on District 203, so families who live within District 203 and 204. Mm-hmm. And Project Help has been around, as you say, for a while. We were established by the Exchange Club back in 1992. The Naperville Exchange Club established us as a nonprofit agency, and we've been providing home-based mentoring services to help families develop or enhance their capacity to function in their role as parents. And so whatever stressors are preventing them from being effective in parenting their kids, mm-hmm. we are helping them to work on those areas. So, for example, mm-hmm. money, if it's a matter of managing their household or establishing healthy boundaries or realistic expectations for their kids given their developmental phase, those are the areas that we explore with families and help them to either acquire the knowledge or the skill set that they need.
Now, how do you know as a family that you might need this Project Help?
Well, we get a lot of support from the schools. So schools within mm-hmm. those two districts, District 203 and 204, they may have met with a family who have expressed some challenge or some concern, and they, knowing who we are as an agency and providing this type of support, may make a referral to our agency. So the family will come to us from most likely a referral from the school, from a school representative.
I think that's great that you're working with the districts because they are the first that do recognize, and sometimes even parents don't even recognize they need the help, or they're not
right.
even aware that this help is out there. So it's so great that you're working through
right.
both school districts. Are there similar Project Helps or are there Project Helps in other communities and other districts?
Well, we are, since we are an exchange club, we're an affiliate with the exchange club, there aren't many in Illinois Exchange Club centers. I think there's one in Joliet, and I think that's with Guardian Angel. But other than that, it's just Project Help here in Naperville and the Joliet Exchange Club Center
mm-hmm.
in Illinois.
Okay.
But there are other Exchange Club centers around the world.
Mm-hmm. And the support you give these parents, is it counseling, mentoring?
Think of it more so as mentoring / coaching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's not there's no therapy being provided to the family. It's more mentoring and guidance and support around some of those parental challenges.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. I mean, counseling is great, don't get me wrong, but to be able to have someone show you how you can make a better choice, because basically we want all of our children to have a good start, a good effort. We want to make the best effort as parents so that they can become healthy individuals, healthy grown-ups. You know, it's tough being a parent. There's a lot of, especially today, there's a lot of financial stress, and it carries over into your relationships with your children. When you're stressed out, they'll become stressed out. You can't really hide things from kids. They pick up on stuff.
Right.
And
such a great point that you mentioned. I mean, that's ultimately what every parent wants, is to be able to provide a strong foundation for their kid. And sometimes you do have those challenges that may impact. And so we're there to provide support. We understand that parenting is a challenge. And as mentors going into that home, we're not there to judge families. We're there to provide that type of support. So you think of having someone come alongside you and help you through that challenge so that you can realize that goal of providing that strong foundation for your child. And I think that's the beauty of this program, is that there's no stigma involved, because, you know, no one's saying that you have an issue. What parents are doing is reaching out to us because they understand that parenting is challenging, and they feel as if they can benefit from some type of support.
Yeah, and it really does take a village. Trust me when I say that. I have a village of my own, thank God. And it's because I've opened my heart to that. You know, a lot of times parents will say, oh, I can handle this, I can do this, I don't need it, I'm doing the best that I can. But you know what? You just got to surrender and realize you can't do it all on your own. You got to do what's best for the kids. And sometimes it doesn't just mean you. And it's okay to rely on friends and Project Help and different groups that are out there to give you the support. Because the end goal, what's the end goal, really? It's to make these children, our future, the future of our country, healthy, happy human beings. And who wouldn't want that? Parents want that. So do you ever find parents, when the district recommends it to this parent, do they ever resist, or are they hesitant?
Well,
I think
there's some apprehension initially, because, as say service, you know, you have a service provider, you may have a stranger coming into your home, so yes. And I think one of the great things about our staff and our volunteers, and mostly all of our volunteers are from Naperville, they're great. They're a great resource. And like I say, they understand the challenges of parenting. So once they're able to build that rapport with the families, I think it minimizes the resistance and the fear that they may have. Mm-hmm. And you know, I love our volunteers. They're great. They're great individuals. They've all raised great kids, and they understand. That's one of the things they have, is much empathy for a parent who's going through a tough time with parenting their kids.
Now, most of your volunteers, are they? It sounds like they've been through the parenting process. Are they elderly? And kind of the ages of these volunteers that are coming out to help these families?
I'm not going to get in trouble for revealing someone's age.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant, you know, because, you know, I have to say, I have to say, my next door neighbor, my old house, he was in his 80s, and I gained so much wisdom from him. You know, that picket fence, you know, what they call that back in the day, you know, picket fence conversations. I gained so much wisdom from him, and I used to say, gosh, you know, my first house, it was all young families. And then my second house, I moved next door, and this man is in his mid-70s, and then now I just said goodbye to him, but I'll still keep in touch with Bill. He's in his 80s now, and I have gained so much wisdom from him, so I just thought it would be kind of a neat thing. I didn't know what your average volunteer was, but that's a bonus.
I would say the average age.
You can learn a lot from
the elders. I would say the average age is around 45, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe 45.
Okay, but someone who's been there. It's
someone
nice.
Who's
it's
been
nice
there
to have someone
and
who's been
there. As they say, yes.
Right. And so are all these volunteers? How do you have any staff? How are you funded besides through the Exchange Club? The Exchange Club of Naperville, do they still support Project Help?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We get a large percentage from the Exchange Club. And we have we receive grants from the city and individual donations from the community.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the community is going to come out. There's going to be a lot of people coming out next Tuesday to the Saddle Up Saloon and Dance Hall in Aurora. Everybody loves to line dance, right? Who doesn't love to line dance? And if you don't know how to line dance, it's really easy. You can learn right on the spot, even. I think there's going to be lessons there, right?
Yes, there will be dance lessons.
Okay. Well, come on out to Saddle Up. I will be there. I'm so honored that you guys asked me to be this an MC for this event, and I'm happy that the Dolly McCarthy Show is a partner as well. And it's such a great cause. There's going to be all kinds of dancing and what else you got? Lots of music, of course.
We have raffle prizes. We have some great raffle prizes as well. We have people who have, we have some experienced dance, line dancers there and some not so experienced line dancers. That would be myself. But yeah, it's going to be a great event. It's going to be a great event and great music.
It is going to be a blast. There's so many people that have already RSVP'd on the Facebook invite. If you haven't seen the Facebook invite, that does not mean that you're not invited. It's open to the public. It's a big dance hall. There's plenty of room. Bring your girlfriends. Make it a girls' night out, or bring the neighborhood gang and make it a night out for the for moms and dads in the neighborhood. It's a Tuesday night. We won't keep you out past 10 o'clock.
We'll try not to.
It starts at 6. 6 to 10 next Tuesday, Saddle Up in Aurora. Let's see. Hey, Regina, is there a website that people can go to learn more about Project Help?
Yes, absolutely. You can go to our website is projecthelpdupage.org. And from there, there's information about the event as well as lots of information about Project Help. And you can also go to our Facebook page as well, which is facebook.com/projecthelpdupage. And, Dolly, we are very excited to have you, and thank you for accepting our invitation to MC the event. So we're looking forward to having you there and seeing you on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a Mirrorball Trophy winner for nothing. I'm just kidding. I am a Mirrorball Trophy winner. Did you know that, Regina?
I knew that.
2 years ago, but that wasn't country dancing. Remember?
Yes.
You know Bob Marshall, he's our police chief in Naperville. He did the country line dancing. But sorry, Bob, beat him out that year.
But nevertheless, Dolly, you have floor. Yeah. Nevertheless, you had moves. So I'm sure
right. Too funny. I'm going to do my best line dancing, but coming out and you can hear all the wonderful music that Dolly has been listening to on the road back and forth to Rockford. All that great modern country music. Do you remember a couple weeks ago we had Jared Neiman on the show? And he's one of my favorite country artists, singers, songwriter. I'm sure they'll be playing some of that music. So head out to Saddle Up. Regina Rogers, the executive director of Project Help. She'll be there. Regina and I can't wait to see you over there. It's going to be a great time. Nice official end to summer. Really? That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Regina, for being on the show.
Okay. See you Tuesday.
All right. Tuesday's the day, guys. We hope you can make it there. All right. That is Project Help. Wasn't she sweet? Regina Rogers. Wow. All right. We're moving on. We've got some other exciting guests on the show. And it is my friend, is Jody Bender. Jody, you on?
I'm here.
Yay, Jody's here. And then I want to get Celeste on the phone. Celeste
is right here with me.
We're together.
Oh, you're all together. Oh, are you guys on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can we pick it up?
We've never done it. You know, just talk close to the speaker because we're getting a little bit of echo when
is that helpful?
Celeste thought.
We just pick up the phone or how would you like us to do this?
Perfect. This is perfect. So are we at Aurelio's Pizza right now, or are we
I'm going to have to turn the volume up because I picked up the phone.
Okay. Well, my next guest is Jody Bender and Celeste Mattern, and they are putting together an amazing event. This is all about charity. This is the theme. This is the theme of the Dolly McCarthy Show this week. It's all about all these wonderful charities, and I wish I could fit them all in a show, but we've only got a few, but they're all having these great events coming up in the next week and a half or so. So Tuesday night we have saddle up for project help. But then if you still didn't get enough time out of the house or you can't make that event, but you want to try to help another charity, Loaves and Fishes, Aurelio's Pizza, in the south side of Naperville, I'm going to get the address in a moment, is hosting a fundraiser, raising money for Loaves and Fishes Community Food Pantry, and which, you know, Loaves and Fishes is in Naperville, but it serves all of DuPage County. And that will be next Wednesday. So we got Tuesday set up, Wednesday over at Aurelio's Pizza from 6 to 9. And this is a Aurelio's Celebrity Bartending event, they call it, benefiting Loaves and Fishes. And those celebrity bartenders are going to be, let's see, I can read. Hey, Jody, are you there? Who are all the bartenders going to be there? Hello? Did I lose them? Jody, are you there? Hello? Oh, boy. We lost them. Well, call me back. Who's this? Ah, we lost them. Oh, wow. Hello. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hi, Dolly. This is your friend Kim White. How are you?
Kim, you know what? Kim, I'm doing great. It's so good to hear from you. I just was about to talk to Jody Bender from Loaves and Fishes and Les from Aurelio's Pizza, but I lost their call, so I could talk to you a moment. We're going to get to that combination.
Yeah.
Kim White is on the line. Do you guys remember her from last week? She's with the Community Career Center in Naperville, and they hosted the Dancing with the Celebrities. And we were just talking about my Mirrorball Trophy win 3 years ago because we're going to be line dancing over at Saddle Up on Tuesday night. So, Kim, what a great event you guys had last week for Community Career Center and Dancing with the
Yes.
Celebrities.
Thank you. I don't know if you know this, but we actually share space with Project Help, and I heard you talking about your Mirrorball Trophy win a couple of years ago, so I just wanted to call in and say, yes, indeed, you won, and we're going to have you back on that dance floor again next year, so we're excited.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I would love that. I would so love that. And great job last week. It was so fun, and I have to mention Randy Guzman from Sullivan Steakhouse, one of the sponsors of the Dolly McCarthy Show. He won the Mirrorball this year.
He
did.
He did a great routine. Yeah, it was a great routine. And just, again, thank you for your support. And it was another successful event for the center and for the job seekers that we serve. So thank you. And I know you're waiting on another call, so I don't want to keep you from that.
That's okay.
But,
I'm glad that you called and we had a chance to talk about this. Community Career Center, Kim, throw out the website and phone number. So for those listening, and like we talked about last week, perhaps struggling in their job search, reach out to the Career Center.
Sure, yeah. The website is www.communitycareercenter.org, and our phone number is 630-961-5665. And again, Dolly, thank you. You are a gem to our organization, and we appreciate all that you do for us. So thanks so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And Kim, guess what? I'm going to send you a copy of Karen Logic-Werner's book.
Oh,
would you like
thank
a whisper
you.
To a scream or until my soul gets it right? Maybe I'll give you the first one.
Yes.
Then you and I can do the second one together. I'll share my
that
second.
That sounds like fun. And, hey, I will see you at Saddle Up. I will be there at that fundraiser. So.
All right. Fantastic. Okay.
All right. Thanks
for calling in, Kim. Have a great
take
weekend.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see if we can get Jody and Celeste back on the line. Jody, are you there?
We are here.
Is that better? That's perfect. You're fine. You're just perfect. Okay. So, is Celeste there with you?
I'm right here. Yes. Thanks for having us.
Hi, Celeste.
Hi.
So, let's talk about this celebrity bartending event. It's next week. Coming up.
Next Wednesday. The 25th.
Okay, you know, I think one of you is going to have to pick up the phone and give us the details because the speakerphone's not quite working out as we had thought it would.
Okay, it's Celeste. It's
Hi,
next
Celeste.
Wednesday.
Hi.
The event is next Wednesday, September 25th. We're celebrating Hunger Action Month with Loaves and Fishes. We have 10 bartenders coming out, and we're happy that you're going to be one of them. And it's just a great time. We have the bartending rounds. We collect tips. All the tips go back to Loaves and Fishes, as well as 15% of the evening sales.
15%. Wow, that's very generous of Aurelio's Pizza to do that. Now let's talk about these community. These bartenders are going to be concocting all your favorite drinks. So come on in, and you can dine on Aurelio's famous pizza. And there's going to be raffle prizes, right?
Right. Yes, we're having a raffle. Loaves and Fishes is implementing the raffle. We're also going to be selling Soups On tickets. So,
Soups On. Okay, that's another event that's going to be in October, right? Isn't that October?
Right. October 20th at Naperville Central. New location.
And Soups On.
Year.
We'll talk about Soups On maybe perhaps the next show or the show after that. We'll get to that, but this event is going to be a blast because these celebrity bartending events, they're all over the place, but, you know, this one is the second annual, and I'm looking on Facebook, and it's exploding, the amount of people that are coming and to support Loaves and Fishes. Loaves and Fishes is a Naperville-based food pantry, and it serves over 100,000 individuals in Naperville and DuPage County. It used to be just Naperville, and now it's expanded to DuPage County. And Jody Bender Jody, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, great.
Hello,
Jody,
Dolly. How are you? I've been waiting to say that all day.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Jody. Jody is the sunshine of that group. She's just always with a smile and a big heart. And when you say Loaves and Fishes, everyone immediately thinks of Jody Bender, and smiles come to everybody's face. You do such an amazing job over there. And I know firsthand that you stay there way past when the bell whistles and everybody checks out. You're still there working, Jody, and then you go to a meeting after that. I mean, you just are just incredible what you do for that non-for-profit. And then to have this celebrity bartending event, this is a great partnership between you and Aurelio's Pizza. And there's going to be some guest bartenders. Who are the guest bartenders that are going to be there?
Oh, we have a great slate of guest bartenders. We have, for that evening, Mike Evans, president of the Naperville Chamber of Commerce, Emily Erickson, who is the account executive for Corporate Concepts, Dr. Anthony Lavaca, who is one of the funniest men on the planet and a super great bartender, as you well know. We have Ray McGurry from Naperville Park District, who Chris Mahofsky from BMO Harris Bank, John Norman from Design Resource Group, Leah Rippey, Naperville Magazine, Dr. Kathy Subber from Naperville Moms Network at Cafe and Play and her practice, and Scott McCabe will be on as well. And so we will have two fabulous broadcasters doing the Broadcaster Beer Garden. What do you think of that idea?
I love it. My buddy
Isn't
Scott McCabe and I are going to be mixing up drinks in the broadcast booth. I love it.
Yeah, Celeste has a special area. As long as the weather cooperates, we're all hoping for beautiful weather. As we have heard, it's supposed to be very nice, and it's going to be a ton of fun. We're going to have, you know, all kinds of raffles. We're going to have big bar open, you know, all the food. It's, you know, and the pizza really is, the cheese and the sauce are just phenomenal. That was my birthday pizza this year, and it was so much fun. You know, we love it. So we're so excited to be going down and having a good time with Celeste and all the gang that it really is. And I'm so excited that you're part of it. It's going to be a great night.
Well, I'm thrilled that you guys asked me. I'm thrilled to do this. I know very little about bartending, and I've been asked to bartend a lot of different charity events. It's so funny, but all I know how to do is pour a glass of wine. But I'm getting better. I actually know how to make a Dolly Teeny now.
Yeah,
and
you're doing really well. With all your bartending,
I can
all
pretty good.
Bartending gigs. Remember when we had a bartending gig one time? That was very funny. We were with Dr. Lavaca, and he made a tiramisu shot.
Oh, it's right. About a couple of years ago, we did it for shoot. It was a benefit for, I can't remember her name, but it was
friend.
The woman who was battling cancer. And it was you, Jody, me, Lavaca. We had a blast, and Barry Goldberg. We had a blast. And I made a little video of Lavaca making something with Irish cream. I forget what he was calling it. We just get silly back here. And we're not even drinking. We're not allowed to drink. But we just had a great time.
No.
Not us. Who needs to drink and have fun? If you're not a drinker, you don't have to come. You don't have to drink. It's not a big deal. You definitely need to come and try this pizza, Aurelio's Pizza, if you haven't ever been here. But I don't know anybody who hasn't been to Aurelio's. You know, in my house, there's always an argument. Who are we going to order from, Bocconi's or Aurelio's? And, you know, we have to flip a coin.
I know. We have lots of options. But, you know, I love it. And it's great, too, is aside from pizza, they have so many other wonderful foods out there. So, you know, Whatever you're hungry for, it's on the menu.
Yeah. And so, thanks so much to Aurelio's for opening up their doors and donating 15% of
isn't that amazing? Well, Celeste and Steve are such great partners.
Generous.
You know, they're very, very generous with Celeste. You know, they're such great partners to work with.
So it's
why did Aurelio's involved.
Yes. Celeste, tell us, you know, Loaves and Fishes, we all know they do great things in the community. Why did Aurelio's choose Loaves and Fishes? What's the connection there? Are you there still,
well,
Celeste?
I'm here. I love Loaves and Fishes. We do a lot for them and with them, and I just think it's a valuable part of the community. It started at the parish, St. Raphael's, in, the early 80s, and it was our parish at the time. And we would just bring in, you know, canned goods, and, you know, every couple of weeks, the eight people, I think, that it served, each got, you know, a bag of groceries. And it has evolved so much because of the need in the community. And it's just not about, you know, patching over the hunger issue. It's about just empowering people and, you know, getting them, you know, back on their feet once they go through that time of need. So they have a lot of other programs here aside from just the pantry that really support the community in a dignified way, and people feel good about themselves when they come here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just important to us.
Do you host a, this is an annual thing for Loaves and Fishes, right? Or, I know you've
Correct.
Done things throughout the year, too, in a smaller way, but this is the big one. And there's a lot of great people involved with this. Ray McGurry, my buddy over at the Park District, Chris Michalowski over at BMO Harris Bank, a lot of people bartending, and these are people that are people know them, but they're very visual, but yet behind the scenes, these are people that are working hard. They're the backbones in this community. They're working hard all the time to serve those in need in this community, and Aurelio's Pizza is one of them. Aurelio's there's always some fundraiser going on over there at Aurelio's. We like to
give back to the community that supports us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's not hard to do when you have good pizza.
Well, a lot of effort goes into it.
Mm-hmm. And Jody, are you there?
It makes our employees feel good.
Yes. And I remember being there for, you had a fundraiser there not too long ago for Naperville Cares, and we were doing karaoke, and the place was packed with supporters, and this was a great night. And Jody, are you still there, Jody?
Oh, Jody handed the phone to Celeste. Yeah, we do karaoke for CARES.
That was another great event you have. So you have so many events. How do you guys make money? You're giving it all away. You're giving it a lot away. How do you survive? But you know,
That's a good question.
Yeah. But what you find, the more you give, the more you receive. Isn't that true?
Right. That is true. I mean, Naperville is a great community. And I think it's important, even, you know, going back to my uncle who started Aurelio's in Homewood, the first ambulance that was bought for the city of Homewood was purchased by Aurelio's Pizza. So it's just kind of in our DNA to give back. And
mm-hmm.
We've just built upon that.
That's fantastic. Well, hats off to Aurelio's Pizza for partnering with Loaves and Fishes. It's so needed. And Jody, let me ask you this. Loaves and Fishes has been in Naperville. How many years now has it been going?
It will be 30 years next year. Next year will be 30 years for us. We started in May of 1984. So I just learned that fact recently. And I knew it was 1984, but I didn't realize it was May. So next year will be 30. So it's been 30
wow.
years of providing hope and food and all kinds of good things. And now with our partnerships with the other agencies, being Pathways to Empowerment, You know, it's a holistic approach, and you know, we're just so happy to be able to reach out and work with this community. You know, we work with Bakerville, we work with the entire county. It's, you know, it's just a blessing to be here. And I have to say, Dolly, you know, you said some really beautiful things about me to start, but I want to come right back and tell you that you are one of the most beloved women in Naperville. I have no idea how you do all you do. You go everywhere. You do everything. Everybody loves you. And it's just such a pleasure to be working with you again on this. And I just want to let you know how well-regarded you are and how thrilled you are to be associated with you.
Oh, you are too sweet. Well, you know I'm already coming to this event. You don't have to sweep me over. I'm kidding. You know I'm going to be there, Joni. I love you.
Oh, I know that.
You're so sweet. You're just the sweetest thing. You really are. Thank you for that. It means a lot to me to be a part of Loaves and Fishes. And I wanted to let my listeners out there know that, you know, Loaves and Fishes just, you know, you guys have, I recently took a tour of Loaves and Fishes. You know, it's not just about getting a can of food or a box of pasta. And let me just tell you, there's also lots of fresh produce and fresh breads. These families that come through Loaves and Fishes really leave with all the essentials, good bread, milk, and a good variety of vegetables and fruits. So you're not just getting the old can of beans, you know, or what's a standard thing, you see, like a Spam. You know, you really do feed these families very well. And also, going through it, you get a shopping cart, you go through the aisles. It's a great, it's really a good environment that they're in. And then you also provide not only just the food, but you also provide help and services to, you know, families that need, maybe they need a little bit more help besides just food. There's other services that you can provide and that they may not even know of, right? They can talk to counselors.
Exactly.
What
yeah,
else
we have
provide besides
English as a second language. We have volunteer income tax assistance. We have emotional support. We have access to page sign up. We have SNAP sign up. LIHEAP is coming this fall. We're actually going to be one of the enrolled page sites for the Affordable Care Act. That starts here on October 1st. So we're hoping to enroll about 1,500 families or people who are uninsured and help them get health care. So we do such a variety of things because we have such great partners, and that makes all the difference because we don't create these programs. We lack that expertise. So we bring in our partners who are already doing such a great job. So College of DuPage, Samaritan Interfaith, all these different groups that help us make all the difference and allow us to really help our families to get on their feet and do long-term things. You know, the food is awesome. We're really happy to have it, and we're so grateful for our grocery support. 75% of our food comes in between grocery donations and people in the community bringing food into us. So it's been a huge change in the last few years since we've been in this building, but it's made a big difference. We're really excited about the amount and type of food we can get, and we feel that it more mirrors the experience of a grocery store without that cash register at the end of it.
That's right. And you guys, Loaves and Fishes has come such a long way in 30 years. From just this little pantry where you just do food, you know, to I've seen people coming out of there with big shopping carts full of food. And they come, families come every other week, is that right?
That's right, they can come every other week. You know, we have shopping four days a week. We have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And people can come every 2 weeks and, you know, be able to get the help that they need. And we have all kinds of information about getting that help on our website, too, which is www.loaves-fishes.org.
Okay. Fantastic. And you will be there. It's Charles McAlignment. He'll be there on Tuesday.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Or
we
Wednesday.
We will be there with bells on.
Wednesday, September 25th, at Aurelio's Pizza between 6 and 9. We're not going to kick you out after 9, but this is the official time. So come on out and, you know, or just, I think, could people just order pizza to go and then that would be their contribution to that?
Sure, sometimes
that
works too.
That would be fantastic. So, Celeste, thank you so
whoever,
for coming on the show.
Well, thank
Perfect.
You for having us.
It's
been a pleasure. I'll let you say goodbye to Celeste before we hang up.
Okay. It's kind of tricky because Jody and Celeste, I think they're together.
in the same room, so they're switching phones back and forth. So that's good. That's all fine. The event, again, is next Wednesday, September 25th, at Aurelio's Pizza. It's on the south side of Naperville. The address, Celeste, what's your address over there at Aurelio's?
It's 1975 Springbrook Square Drive, the southeast corner of Route 59 and 83rd Street.
Okay, and I was just telling Jody, could people call in and just order a pizza to go, and would part of that be donated to Loaves and Fishes if they can't make the event?
They certainly can. They certainly can. The number is 630-922-3600, and they just need to mention Loaves and Fishes when they place their order.
Fantastic. All right, come on out and meet Celeste and Jody from Loaves and Fishes and the celebrity bartenders that are going to be there. I'm going to be there. I don't know what I'll be making. I'm going to figure out a special drink that only Aurelio's will serve. We'll make it something, right, Celeste? And
We'll
make it very special, but it's got to be blue. You got to make it blue. Maybe a blue margarita or a blue...
Okay.
Blueberry, what do we want? Beth's got an idea. A blueberry something, something. Something that's healthy for you, like an antioxidant. But anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there. Please come out and support Loaves and Fishes and Aurelio's Pizza that gives back to the community. I love being a part. I like promoting these businesses that do give back in the community. And Aurelio's is a leader amongst a community of givers. And we thank you so much, Celeste, for that. And we're looking forward to next Wednesday night. We'll see you then, Celeste. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dolly. And thanks so much for having us.
Bye. You're so welcome. Bye-bye, Jody. Bye, Celeste. All right. Finally, we are getting to my friend Glesna. Are you here, Glesna?
I am here, Dolly. How you doing?
Yay. I heard you were having some trouble getting through my hotline there.
It wasn't too hot.
Well, it's kind of sometimes it gets jammed up because we do get a lot of calls, and
exactly,
I don't know what happened.
I had a whole bunch of people calling in, and they got in probably before me. But that's okay. I'm here now.
Well, it's great. I had mentioned earlier in the show, Glesna Corson is the co-founder of Naperville Independent Films Festival. I keep saying that with the bull. I need another cup of coffee here, but I don't want to move. Because if I move, I might lose, I don't know, I'm on my cell phone doing this show it's a long story. But I finally got the internet up and running here, and it's just tricky. But anyway, I'm so glad you got through. Oh, Beth's going to get me a cup of coffee. I love that. I dropped a little hint for her, and she got it. I've never had anybody fetch me a cup of coffee before. I love you, Beth. Anyway,
time.
And make sure you put that cream in there. Anyway, Glesna, we talked to you last week. I'm sure all of our listeners remember it was such a riot talking to you about this Naperville Independent Film Festival. I'm so glad I got a chance to be there last night. I talked a lot about the film festival at the beginning of the show. But you're on. How is it going? How's it been going this week?
It's peachy. We have the most incredible. Everybody keeps saying these films this year, they didn't think they could get better, and they did. Last night, everybody, that was a tearjerker. We had Mike Krumloff on, and his documentary was about the teenager that was, it was an auto accident, was killed from Naperville here a year or so ago, and he did a documentary, and everybody came out just crying. The film before that about...
I was bawling. Yeah, let me just tell you, before you jump, that was a tearjerker. But me, as a, I'm not a filmmaker, but
I did
put together videos, and that was an incredible story, the way he put it together and showed that young man, Matthew's life, and the funny parts of his life, and the joy that he brought to people. But then he got into the loss, the tremendous loss, and then the tribute. And it was just, and then he was even in it, and he had to turn the camera on him. Anyway, Mike Krumloff, is that how you say his last name?
Right.
I was so honored to meet him last night.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah. He's an amazing young man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's an amazing young man. But he did such a beautiful job.
And it's not the first year he's been in the Naperville Independent Film Festival. Not the first entry, right?
Right. He's an avid NIF follower, and we love him.
And then the other movies. Tell us about those other movies that we saw last night.
That other one was amazing, too. This is World War II documentary, and the gentleman that – it was Our World War II Fathers was the documentary, and it's by Les and Sean Easter. And the 95-year-old father who was there, and he could talk – he would tell you stories. He was the most amazing. We had George Pradel, and he sitting on the chairs outside in our Q&A atrium, just sharing stories and laughing and really having a great time. And
he was 95?
Yeah.
He was 95 when I met him. Wow.
Yes,
how did I miss Mayor Pradel? How did I miss Mayor Pradel? System.
Yes, you just met him. You left and he came. but he really enjoyed meeting him. They both enjoyed meeting each other. They just shared stories and laughs, and we'll probably have it up on the website soon. But it was another amazing night. So we're so blessed, Dolly, to have such talented people and people from all over the world coming. And tonight, we've got great films again. There's the student-produced films are coming tonight. We have an encore of the animation group. We've got, oh, my gosh, Edmund's here with me. He's helping me.
7 o'clock, an encore of
the... Oh, yeah.
I hear him.
Hi, Edmund.
Night. Hi,
Edmund. We're in his office. The 7 o'clock tonight, any listeners within a 100-mile radius of the Ogden 6 theaters should come and see this film. It's called Least Among Saints. I got to tell you, it is one of the best done films that I've seen in many years, actually, of the film festival. It's phenomenal. It was a winner, wasn't it a winner, at Sedona Film Festival. And we're so honored to have them in our festival also.
Really?
Also, but it's called
This
Least
is tonight.
Among
at what time?
Saints at 7 o'clock.
Least
all our shows.
Least Among Saints. Okay.
And they go through and also tonight we also have an encore at 10:30 of Beneath the Blindfold, and that's by that Kathy Berger, and it's about human trafficking. You have to come and see these. These are so important. We're so blessed to have these features, documentaries, shorts, animation. Oh, my God, the animation, one of my favorites. And Edmund has grouped them, so you get to see a lot of film. You see an hour, hour and a half of film for your whole $5 at Classic
I love
Cinema
the way
Ogden 6.
That's what I love about the film festival is these short movies. For people like me that have a short attention span, I'm just kidding. But people like me that love variety. And I love how I got to see three films last night. I couldn't stay to see the rest of, I did see the turtle. There was a turtle documentary, and then there was also one, I love that, it was cute, the harvesting of the turtle eggs in Costa Rica.
And you learn.
Now this town.
You come to a festival.
Very educational.
Amazing.
I sound very smart, don't I, Edmund? Do I sound really smart?
Yeah.
Yes.
But
yes,
then
you
there
are.
Was also
yes.
the documentary. smart Alex, yeah. Funny. And go ahead.
And then we also are showing all the winners of the Paris Film Festival at North Central College at Smith Hall, and they also start at 7 o'clock. So you can get to see all the winners. Now the films that are being shown from the ECU, the Paris Film Festival, are all winners. They have to be a winner to enter that festival. So you're seeing cream of the crop films here. And we're so honored and blessed to be partnered up with them again this year. So this is awesome. Then Friday night, we've got premiere of It's Not You, It's Me. You do not want to miss this film. Phenomenal. Go Ganges and Axe Giant are coming up right after all that. And then again at North Central College, we've got them. Now, what I really want
to. Is that about a relationship? Is that about a relationship gone bad? It's not you, it's just me?
It could happen.
It's that one of them.
It could happen.
I love. There's also one that you had called A Scene from a Marriage. That would have been hilarious to see. I think I missed that. I think that was a mistake. Yes. You know, I'm going through the book last night, and I'm like, gosh, look at all these shows. You can't I couldn't possibly see them all, but I love the variety. I'm gonna try to make tonight and Friday night, because I'm telling you guys, all my listeners out there, you don't want to miss this. This is once a year, and they're short, cute things. So you can go out tonight, have a great night out, and then go catch the movie at 10 o'clock tonight over at the Ogden 6, right? Or
exactly. 7 o'clock. They start at 7, and they go all the way through. And then, you don't get to see this. If you go to Chicago.
And you have the directors there. A lot of times the directors are there, right?
Many times. Actors, writers, producers, the stars of them sometimes. And I love the wife or the husband or the mom and the dad show up. And they're so supportive of whoever did the film or whoever was in the film that we love talking with them. They love talking with us. We just talk about life in general. And there's something for everybody in this festival. There's some relationship. There's some tie-in. There's some event in people's lives. And you can connect. Or you can go and totally get lost in some of these films. And you lose yourself and you're totally engrossed in these movies. I just applaud them all. They're so amazing, these filmmakers. Where they come with the ideas and their expertise is amazing. And I also tell people, you know what, if you didn't like the film or if it's not your genre, look at it in, like Edmund taught me to look at movies now. You look at the lighting, you listen to the sound, you hear the music, you look for special camera angles that are different and unique. You get, you come away with something, whether it be your bent that you like or not. But it's an experience for $5. Hello, people. Where can you go out for a night of fun and enjoy something that's totally unique and specific to our film festival? And you're supporting the arts in the Midwest. We keep saying this all the time. Come out. We know the East and the West Coast have all the films they want. But you know what? We have as good or better quality of film right here in good old Naperville, Illinois. So come out and support the arts. That's the last thing I got to get in before you. I know you're busy, girl. But
I'm not going to cut you off.
Thing,
don't worry. I'll give you a 2-minute warning when I want to cut you off. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, get the hook.
No,
we have to do that.
You know I support this.
The hook. Saturday night is our closing red carpet awards ceremony, and this year, honest to God, people, you need to come and see this. This is going to be so amazing. First of all, catch a couple of the films. See what they're about. Closing night, we have the cream of the crop, all the best in all the categories, and the people are there, and we award our coveted NIFF trophy, which comes from the same place that other trophy that looks like ours comes from, R.S. Owens. And these are awarded, and people absolutely love these trophies. They don't want to let go of them. But that night, we start at 5:30, and we have cocktail hour, and there's pre-awards. People are mingling. People are talking. You get to take pictures and photos. It's a lot of fun. And then about 6:45, we'll get into the main theater, and we'll have our awards program there. And
this is all taking place at Center Stage, right?
Center Stage
Theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Center Stage Theater, right on Quincy. It's right off of 34, where the Jaguar dealer and that is, and you can only turn one way into there. Or Cadillac dealer, Edmund corrected me. I thought Jaguar was
that's
on
right.
One side. But anyway, Cadillac dealer.
This is Naperville, for those people listening that are
that
not from Naperville. This is in Naperville.
Exactly.
And the tickets, there are still tickets available, not many. It's only $25 for all that entertainment, and you get to meet Glesna and Edmund, and you get to meet, I'm going to be there, and Dean Richards from WGN is going to be there.
Yay!
Yeah.
I heard he did a great shout-out for us today on WGN all day long. He was promoting us, so we really thank him for that. And you too, my dear, you are a great supporter of NIFF, and we sure appreciate you. But you get all of that, and then Chef by Request is catering for us, so you're going to get food and an entertainment. Oh, and we've got Chris Herrera, who's going to perform for us there and Saturday. And then we also have some comedic relief coming, too, so you don't want to miss this. It's going to be a blast.
I think I remember. I think you did tell me that Dave Sinker is coming, right? And he is hilarious.
He is, and he's such a stinker, that sinker.
Well, he owns the comedy club. What's the name of the comedy club? Comedy
Shrine. in Aurora.
Tommy Shrine.
If you've not been there, you need to check it out because that is a blast too. But he's bringing his comedy to us. So you're going to be entertained whether you've, you know, enjoyed all the films or some of the films. Anyway, you come and enjoy, support us, keep us coming to you. We sell our ads in the program guides. We do 5% days with people. That's a big thing for us, Dolly. Whole Foods did a 5% day for us, and it was awesome. Tony Sacco's did a 5% days for us. We're a not-for-profit. We're write-offable, which I love. And so we come in, and we bring all our volunteers to your business, whatever it may be. And if you donate 5% of your day to us, we'll come in, shoot a commercial for you. It goes on our website. You know, we'll do anything we can to keep this festival running. It's a tough row because times are tough for everybody, as we all know. And putting ads and program guides and so forth is greatly appreciated. Being a sponsor, somebody can come in and walk in and be a sponsor of the closing night. We love that, you know, and or sponsor a group of films. That's a cool way to get your business out there, be there, be a greeter, and, you know, pass out all your brochures and stuff. It's just a great way to mix and to network with people. And then mm-hmm. you can see great films on top of it.
Yeah, and support all this local and worldwide talent that's coming here. You guys have come a long way in 6 years. You sure have.
Thank you.
And, you know, when I mentioned it, in the WGN newsroom, people knew about the Naperville Independent Film Festival. It's really starting to, your reputation is growing and growing and 6 years strong. Before you know it, we're going to be talking about the 25th. Hopefully you'll be back on the show in 5 years. We'll be talking still about.
Hopefully I'll still be around.
Well, I know it's a hard thing to put together for me. I'm putting together these news stories that are a minute 30, sometimes 2 minutes. We put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in that. But imagine a short documentary, especially this one I saw last night, too, A Place to Call His Own. You really put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in it, and then to show it to an audience, a packed audience, and to then after the show, after you see this, after you've cried through it, then to meet the director, the producer of it. That's what's so awesome and unique about NIFF, the Naperville Independent Film Festival. And Edmund and Glesna, all the really, you put in your own blood, sweat, and tears through this, and it's just so entertaining. What a treat for our town to have this, but more importantly, for this geographical area. And I know it was a packed house last night. There are people from all over the world there, and you know, that you brought such a great thing to this, to Naperville.
It's a labor of love. Yes, it is.
It sure is. And you can see it. And I just love how you know, the kids that are making films at Naperville North and Central now have this opportunity right in their own backyards to be a part of a film festival. And then tell us about this Academy Awards commission.
Well, after 5 years, if you're a film festival and you are successful and you meet stacks and stacks and stacks of papers of criteria and requirements, which Edmund did faithfully set and filled out all the forms and all the stuff, and submitted it, we will be accredited. We assume we will be. We don't have the official word in our hand, but we're supposed to hear like November, December this year, that we'll be Academy Award accredited, which means for short film and live action and animation, short film. Anybody entering one of those two categories could win an Academy Award. How cool would it be to be on the red carpet there and say, the Naperville Independent Film Festival, you know, how cool would that be? I just can't imagine. And you better believe we'd be there with you, Dolly. We'll be there.
Oh, really? Okay, you heard it here, everybody. I'm going to make it. You know we're going. We're going. That's on my checklist of things to do.
You know what? It's bound to happen because we have such good stuff here. It won't surprise me. I'll be thrilled, but it won't surprise me because we do have such talented people.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So get up there, everybody. Start making your short films. Get them entered. Get them into. Our entries start October 15th this year. So for the next year already, we're already ahead.
You're already planning. Already planning for next year. Or if you want to sponsor it, and you're not a filmmaker, you don't even like to see film, but you want to support the arts, give Edmund and Glesna a call, and you know.
We would appreciate that big time. Thank you, Dolly.
Well,
I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad it's been a successful week so far. You still have two more nights, and I'm going to try to make those two nights because I really enjoyed last night tremendously. And, of course, I'll be there Saturday.
Yay.
If you can't make anything in the years past, I've tried to make at least one of the nights. And sometimes I've missed, but I've gone to the closing ceremonies, and that was just even a treat to meet the directors and the producers and the actors and the actresses. And it was like the Academy Awards, and I got to wear a long dress, a gown.
Yep. And they can get all the information on our website. It's naperfilmfest.org. NAPERFILMFEST.org. And tickets can be bought there. If you catch me and you know me and you don't have your ticket, call me. I'll save one for you. But go online, get your tickets as fast as you can because they are selling out. There is a limited amount of space in here in this theater, but the theater is awesome. If you've not been to Center Stage, it is so cool. So, and we have our star, we have our Hall of Fame star in Center Stage over here. So come and get your picture taken at the NIF star. That's pretty cool.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you, Glessa, tonight, Friday night, Saturday night. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you and Edmund. You're fun people. They're a lot
awesome.
Of fun.
And come.
Thanks for being
everybody
on the show.
Come out. Hang out with Dolly.
Come on out, everybody. Come on out. Yeah, hang out with Glessa and Edmund and NIF. Support the arts. This is really something you don't want to miss. It'll be gone come Saturday, so don't miss it. They're short, great films, really. It's so incredibly
okay.
Have
thank you, babe.
Card. All right. Thanks for calling. Have a great week.
Love
we'll
you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That was Glessa, Koisin, and Edmund from Naperville Independent Film Festival. Great to have them. Well, now it's time. I got to end the show. I want to end it on a good note. It's been a positive, wonderful show talking to all these people that every day, day in and day out, are making a difference in our community, your community, the world. And so stay positive, everybody, and be good to each other. I want to thank all my good guests this week for being on, Amy Brandt from DuPage Credit Union, Karen Wojcik-Berner, a wonderful Naperville author, Chris Skadden from Angie's Hope. We had Regina Rogers, who is the executive director of Project Help and having that big, fun benefit next week at Saddle Up, which I'll be there dancing, doing the line dance. So come on out and dance with me. Really, I need a partner. Somebody come and dance with me. Don't let me be the only one on the dance floor. Please don't do that. So please come out. Bring your girlfriends and your friends. I want to thank Judy Bender from Loaves and Fishes, Celeste from Aurelio's Pizza. Next Wednesday, big celebrity bartender event. It's been a busy month for me. And all of these people, all these great events, and all of them supporting these non-for-profits that in turn make the world a better place. So thanks to all my good guests, Glessa, Edmund. Did I miss anybody, Beth? Jeez. She thinks I got everybody. And I just thank Chris from Angie's Hope. I'm going to dedicate this show to the woman that works her butt off day in and day out for her family and also works very hard for me and has been the greatest friend and supporter and has lifted me and held me up this last month in my move and all these things that have been going on, to my assistant, Beth Brevard. Oh, don't start crying. I'm going to cry, too. I prefer for both crying on the air. But wouldn't have been able to do it without you, Beth. Thank you so much for everything. She's the best. And she's not for hire. She's mine for keep. And to all my great sponsors of the show and all the listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm so sorry, once again, didn't have time to get to your calls. The show went over. We almost made it a two-hour show. It's only supposed to be an hour, but that's okay. Thanks to Belgio's Catering, to Body Bronze of Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse, what's that? JW Rule, Stiefel, Nicholas, Amber Wave Salon, and there's one more. Belgio's Catering, did I say that? All these great sponsors that love DuPage Credit Union that are part of our show. We can't thank you enough. And I have like 5 minutes to ramble on, but I'm going to cut the show off right here. So we just
made it under 2 hours. Thanks so very much to all my listeners. And if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow the show on Twitter. I'm Dolly McCarthy. I hope you'll come back and listen in next week for another hour or maybe 2 hour show of the Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. So long, everybody. You're the best.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel